talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still of silence.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of TLB Talk Radio. Now, the show is titled a little bit differently today, and we're going to go through that and the reason for the title. But the title is When the Lies Become Malignant. So let's get through my intro first, and then we'll go into exactly why I used the word malignant with the word lies. Today I'm obviously on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, and anybody out there who has listened to any of my shows knows that I feel this is one of the most beneficial platforms for someone like me, somebody who strives to get a word out that most other platforms will absolutely not let you get out, simply because it's the truth. The truth today has about as much respect as, well, we won't even go into that. I want to throw out a few thanks before we get started. One goes to Sam, the producer. If it wasn't for Sam, this show wouldn't happen. He always does a phenomenal job. And I would also like to throw a shout out to Annie over at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show on a weekly basis. So both of these people need a little bit of smiles from all of you, because they help to make the word that I put out on a weekly basis happen. So when the lies become malignant, what the hell does that mean? All right, what does malignant mean? Let's go through the title. Tumors are not so destructive if they are benign, but once they become malignant, they spread damage and destruction, okay, across whatever they touch. It is that malignancy, it is that change in state that literally causes the massive damage. People have survived for years, some for almost a lifetime, with benign tumors. They're there. They're not exactly great. You don't like that bump on your skin or your head or wherever it is. But it's really not doing a whole lot of damage, and you don't even consider the cost or the effort to have it removed. But once that thing becomes malignant, your life changes. So let's go through why the truth has reached a state of malignancy. First off, let's relate this to vaccines. Let's relate this to COVID-19 vaccines. When COVID was first pushed onto the entire planet as being something so bad that it would decimate the entire global population, a lot of people accepted that, because this was coming from those who followed the science. Fauci. But anyway, all right, so that was a tumor. It was something we didn't like, but we sort of adhered to it because this would save our life. But now we look around us and we see people dying from the vaccines. We see what the vaccines are doing. We see the mandates. We see the tyranny of governments. We see, and we realize that this has moved into a state of malignancy. This has gone from a benign situation to a malignant situation. And anybody who can't see that, and I never apologize for this, you're an idiot. Because there's so much proof to bring down this malignancy, but there's far too many people out there that are going to believe it anyway. Why? Because people like Fauci told you so. Because people like Biden told you so. Because people like Justin Trudeau told you so. Can we find three bigger idiots to throw in your face, or three bigger puppets, or three bigger bought and paid for individuals? But that's another whole show. Okay, let's go to some of what I state is making this a malignant situation. Most of you may know by now, but some of you may not, that the FDA had requested a 75-year timeline in order to release Pfizer vaccine safety data from their vaccine trials. 75 years! That is absolutely insane. That is so ridiculous, it's insane. Why was it even requested? Let me explain something to everybody out there that most of you won't know and you're going to push back against. But remember, Roger has a reputation for not lying and not misrepresenting. What I'm about to tell you is true. And if you do a little bit of homework and a little bit of research, you're going to find out it's true. The FDA is a for-profit corporation, just like the CDC is. And if you say, no, those are government agencies, no, they're called government agencies. The FDA and the CDC and many other government, quote unquote, government entities are in fact private corporations. So the FDA has profit and profit sharing from patents to protect. Protect who? Big Pharma. Big Pharma. Let me ask you a question. How does an individual like Fauci end up with so much damn money? He has more money than anybody and has a higher salary than anybody in government employ, even the president of the United States. How many ties do you think he has to Big Pharma? How much profit do you think he makes in these deals? And if you say I'm crazy, I'm not. All you need to do is a little bit of research. So when the FDA stands up and says we need 75 years to get this information out, red flags should have flown up everywhere for anybody who's got half a brain. What does the FDA have to gain? They have to gain by protecting those who they're getting rich off of. That's not a joke, that's an absolute fact. Otherwise, the FDA, which has a mission statement of protecting you and I and our health, would have made that information available, bam, as soon as it was supposed to. They wanted 75 years. Of course, that was shot down in court. It was. Why was it even requested? We go back to who has the most gain. Again, the CDC, the FDA, they're in fact private corporations. And if you take a look at their listing, you will find out they are listed as private corporations. But you got to do some digging. All right, let's go to the next step. Why would they want to protect someone like Pfizer, let's say, or someone like Moderna? Why would they want to protect them? Why would they ask for 75 years for safety trials on vaccines before it was released to the public? Why would they even do this unless there was a massive issue? How about, in the last couple of days, there has been some leaks proving, showing documentation. I have actually seen it. There will be links to this. You all know I publish an article every Monday. This is a Sunday show. I publish an article before noon or by noon every Monday with the links in it to the things I say. Because most of you who are sitting there going, this guy's a nut. That can't be true. I always give you links where you can actually go and check and find out that Roger, in fact, does have some credibility. I do. Why would they want 75 years? The information that was leaked out shows vaccine side effects from the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine trials. And what it shows is about 10 pages with, I don't know, I haven't counted them, but I would say just by looking at the massive numbers on each page, you're probably close to 100 side effects on each page. Let's say it's only 75 and you've got 10 pages. We're talking about hundreds upon hundreds of side effects, some of them extremely serious that you didn't know about before you were forced to take a vaccine. Why? And why did they want 75 years before you could find out about those side effects? These were known. They are listed by their name. But you didn't know about any of them. And the FDA wanted to hide them from you for 75 years. Why are people dying from the vaccine? And we'll get into that a little bit further, too. Today, for our kids, the prospects of them dying from COVID-19 or from the vaccine, it's 51 times worse a chance of dying from the vaccine than from dying from COVID. No, I'm not lying. They have a 51 times higher chance of dying from the vaccines than from COVID, which is probably no worse to them than the yearly flu is, which it probably is a version of the yearly flu. Are you listening to everything I'm saying? Is this starting to sink into you? We're talking about hundreds of side effects you knew nothing about, and the FDA wanted to hide them for 75 years. And now you can see them. I'll even give you links to videos so you don't have to read them. The video literally reads them off to you, one at a time. Anybody thinks I'm joking? Tell me that tomorrow after you read the article. Another thing is, Pfizer didn't take into account, what they failed to take into account, was all-cause mortality in their original clinical trials. Now, for anybody who doesn't know what all-cause mortality is, I'm not going to go through that because that's an in-depth discussion. But I'm going to tell you this, okay? Do a little research. Normally, during the normal approval process for vaccines, if you fail that as an endpoint, your drug or vaccine is not going to be approved. They failed it. The vaccine was approved. Why? It proved unequivocally and beyond a shadow of doubt and by large numbers that far more people were dying in the vaccinated group than were dying from those who had received the placebo. Now, you would expect maybe a couple would. But if you're going to hide this endpoint and not even make it a part of your final report, which is something that's required for approval, you must have a pretty damn good reason for doing that, wouldn't you say? Wouldn't you say? How many vaccines over the years has Pfizer had approved? How many drugs has Pfizer had approved? How many times did they refuse this as an endpoint or just conveniently forget it? Bet none, except this. Are you starting to get, and yes, Roger's got a bit of a cold, so if you hear the sniffles, I apologize for that. But it's that time of the year. It's the springtime, and no, I don't have COVID. I have a bit of a cold. The biotech executives, listen to me. And I don't even have to mention the company because we know the companies that are making these vaccines. But this is information that was turned over by those who actually observed it. The biotech executives who saw the Pfizer data that was not turned over to the public and was supposed to be hidden for 75 years decided they were not going to get the boosters. And those of them who had not been injected up until this point refused to take the shot. Did you hear what I just said? We're talking about the executives that run these companies. Once they saw the Pfizer data, they said, you ain't giving that to me. But you better take it. And you damn right about it, well, better give it to your children. Are you freaking kidding me? I'm going to destroy your life if you don't take this vaccine. You're going to lose your job. You're not going to be able to go to school. Okay? I will give you a litany of issues that you will suffer if you don't. But the executives from these very companies that produce these things have decided after they see that data, I ain't taking that vaccine. How many people are telling you that? How many people from the CDC are telling you that? How many people from the FDA are telling you that? How many people from Joe Biden, that's what I call him. You'll get used to it. From Joe Bob's office are telling you this. No, they're going to let you do serious harm to yourself and your children. Why? Because Big Pharma, believe it or not, puts more money into the reelection of whether it's Republican or Democrat, all right, politicians in this country than anybody else. And I would say the only two that come close are AIPAC and the military-industrial complex. But Big Pharma is number one. When the biotech executives say, I ain't touching that, people ought to start to take notice. But I can't say that on Facebook because they're going to kick me off for lying. The only place I can say that is on the TLB platforms, TLB Talk, our own social media platform, which you really ought to visit if you want to know the truth, tlbtalk.com. We don't pull punches. You want to know the truth? Go there. And if you go there, pitch in a few bucks because we don't take any corporate money. And if we keep getting people, and we are, and nobody's pitching in anything to help us, eventually we'll have to close the doors. We ask everybody to throw in $5 a month, but it doesn't. It's not mandatory. You want to call it your platform, throw something in the bucket. And I would tell you the same thing for RBN. You want to keep this phenomenal platform up and running, throw something in the bucket. RBN is worth it. It's weight in gold to me and the ability to deliver this message to you. Death rates worsened in 2021. After the shots became prevalent as compared to 2020, particularly among non-COVID-related deaths, which means they didn't have COVID. They didn't even have a sign of COVID, but they were vaccinated. And this was emphasized in our younger people, not our older people. It was more prevalent in our young. How many athletes do you see dropping dead on the field? Yep. Anybody who does any research online, you've seen that, and you've seen a lot of it. Why? But hey, Roger doesn't know what he's talking about. The death rate of those of working age, which is basically 18 to 64, has risen by 40%. Listen to me. Not 1%, not 5%, not 10%. 40% compared to what it was prior to the pandemic. And no, I didn't mispronounce that. I said that intentionally. 40% increase in deaths among working age individuals. Why? What's the only thing that's different? And these are non-COVID related deaths. What's different? The vaccinations. I told you we were going to get into vaccines, and I told you it would be a whole lot worse than the first 2 weeks I did on this, and then we went to talk about Canada and the truckers and a few other things, and now we're back. Last week was a great show. I got a lot of good feedback. This week, if I'm not shocking you, you're not listening. Three DOD whistleblowers data mined the DOD health database, revealing significant increases in rates of miscarriages, cancer, neurological disease, and stillbirths since the COVID-19 jabs were rolled out. Hold on a minute. This is the Department of Defense health database showing a significant increase in the rates of miscarriages, cancer, neurological diseases, and stillbirths. When did it happen? All of this was shown to happen after the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines. But you better take it, and you better give it to your kids. You better, or else. Where the hell is it? Informed consent? Where is informed consent? Somebody tell me. Because in this country, before anything is put into your body, you need to give consent. Is Nuremberg that easily forgotten? Is it? Yes, it is. It's called programmed ignorance. I'll bet you they don't even teach our kids about the Nuremberg trials at all anymore. Or if they do, it's about three or four words in a history lesson. And it's not even explained. What is happening right now across the entire globe is what the Nuremberg trials were for. But yet, not getting that kind of attention. Well, actually, it is. There is some trials going on, and we're going to do a show about that either next week or the following week, so I'm not going to mention much about that right now. But there are some trials going on. They're being held by citizens. The information coming out of those trials is mind-blowing. So basically, let's put this straight. Fear porn and mandates are forcing a slow and fatal poison on a vast majority of humanity. If deaths are going up by 40%, okay, in working age people, if all of a sudden myocarditis is a problem with children who have never, ever, ever had any significant cases of heart failure or heart disease, such as myocarditis, that would even put it on the chart. Today, it's a word we hear all the time. Since when? Since the rollout of the vaccines. Fear porn and mandates are forcing, again, a slow and fatal poison on a vast majority of humanity. There has never been, listen to me, I'm making a valid point here. There has never been a pharmaceutical product in the history of humanity that has caused more damage to humanity than the COVID vaccines. But you damn right well better take it, or we're going to ruin your life. No, I'm not fear-mongering. I'm giving you facts. I'm giving you absolute facts. And again, tomorrow the article will have the links in it that will show you this. But why is this all happening? Okay? Even with COVID-19 shots so prevalent globally, big pharma stock, and I'm talking about, they're breaking in a lot of money from these shots, a lot of money. There have been billions of these shots given out, and let's say an average of $100 a shot, and in some cases probably more, could be a couple $100 a shot. You do the math. They're making money like you would not believe, yet their stocks are dropping like a rock. Pfizer has already informed some of their investors that due to information that's going to be released, listen to me because I gave some of it to you today, about the vaccines, there may be a drop in their stock. Oh, my God. They told their investors this. Well, let me explain something to you. As of when I wrote this information down, my show notes, Moderna stocks had already dropped by over 70%. I don't know what Pfizer's numbers are, but I can guarantee you they're down, and they're down a significant amount. And I could imagine Johnson's and Johnson's are also down, and a few others. But what is this? Let's stop and think about what is all of this. This is the biggest bait and switch, and it's beyond belief, in human history. Door number one, here he goes again. Door number one, COVID. And when you start to get tired of that, oh my God, door number one closes, door number two opens up, Canadian trucker convoy. Oh my God, when you start to get tired of that, door number two closes, door number three opens up, Ukraine, Russia. One right after another, right after another. They need to focus your attention on tyranny, because the world is starting to wake up to the fact that we have been poisoned in a vast amount of people have taken these vaccines. Billions of them have taken these vaccines. So they need to distract at any cost, even something that may lead to, or they wish you to believe, will lead to World War III. Stop and think about what I'm saying. The real motivations behind the pandemic, if you want to know the truth, which this also includes a massive global debt problem and an imminent global collapse of the financial industry. Anybody who doesn't believe this, you need to understand the trillions of dollars that have been printed up just to save major corporations around the planet. In 2008, we had a catastrophic global financial oops. The United States alone, our Federal Reserve, it is I've been told, I can't prove that, between 19 and 30 trillion dollars were printed up and spread across the planet to save corporations from going under and save the entire global financial community from collapsing. We are in front of right now an inevitable collapse that will make 2008 look like a walk in the park. The amount of money being printed up across the planet is unreal, unprecedented, and they have to keep your attention away from it. Gee, a pandemic, a vaccine that's failing, liberty movements rising across the planet, the possibility of World War III. What are you not thinking about? You're not thinking about a global financial collapse, are you? How much of this was bait and switch? Restrictions on travel, vaccine passports, rampant censorship enacted as measures to control the pandemic are all a global way of controlling the collapse of the financial system and its aftermath. No, I'm not joking. With the vaccine passports, they have digital control over you. They do. Digital control. With digital money, which is on its way in, they can shut you off or turn your bank account on anytime they wish. And you have no cash in your pocket. It won't exist anymore. You may be given so many days to turn it in, and after that, oh well. We are looking today at the biggest tyranny that has ever been stuffed down humanity's throat. None of this is a joke. All of this can be proven. But hey, as soon as you get used to door number one, it slams closed and door number two opens up. I need to tell you all this one more time. You need to get up off your damn chair, turn around, walk out of the theater and look back and realize all of those doors are in the same theater and it's all owned by the same people, the people who run planet Earth. Now, I know that there may be callers, but listen, I'm going to take callers after the break. I do want to get through this presentation, and we will take 15 minutes of calls, and I'm looking forward to that, okay? Roger doesn't say things he's not willing to prove, and if you ask me to spit statistics right now, I'll do the best I can, but I will also tell you to take a look at the article tomorrow with the links to everything I have just said to you, and some of these things I've already told you on past shows. And they are in past articles. Roger is not here for fear porn. Roger is not here to exaggerate. Roger is not here to become somebody who entertains with his screaming and his hollering. When Roger raises his voice, he does it because there's a need to raise my voice. You need to be listening to what I'm saying when I raise my voice. If I'm talking to you like this, that's mundane conversation. If I'm telling you the bait and switch is literally committing genocide on humanity, damn it, listen! Roger's 67 years old and has spent the last 15 years doing nothing but massive research and media. I have a reputation for not lying. Listen to what I'm saying. Humanity is in the worst place they have ever been in the history of mankind. And right now, the worst thing that could happen to you is to go out and get vaccinated. The worst thing that could happen beyond that is for you to have your children vaccinated who have a chance of 0.002 of dying from the flu or COVID-19, but have a much higher chance of either dying or being crippled for life by a vaccine we now know has hundreds of side effects they tried to hide from you for 75 years. We'll be back.
I'm silent. Fools and I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hear my words out of my heart, teacher. Take my arms out of my heart, reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops fell, and echoed in the wells of silence.
All right. I know everybody listening here never is going to accuse Roger of the sounds of silence. And do me a favor, and yes, I've got one caller, Patrick. I'll pick you up in a second. But listen to me. Let's be quick if we can. I only have 15 minutes for calls each show. So if we can do a couple of minutes per call, I can get at least 3 or 4 callers in. But I do value you and your time. So we have Patrick in Texas. What can I do for you, Patrick?
Yeah. Laundry. There's a, I used to talk with Ralph Wintrow a lot. You learn a lot from him. But there's a lot of people that are doing deep study into this that go into the Library of Congress. Davis Strait, Eustace Mullins, he was a librarian in the Library of Congress. Many people. And we now know that all these corporate fictions, corporations, trust accounts, they are under the auspices of the Vatican. He had the oversight of that.
Yes.
Is that funny?
No, it's not funny. That? I'm just happy that somebody's actually bringing that up. Go ahead.
Okay. If you're not privy to that knowledge that, you know, a corporate world out there, you know, then
the United States is a corporation. The United States, as of the Act of 1871, is a corporation.
Yes, sir.
And has been.
A former body corporate. Right.
Yes.
They changed the Constitution for a Constitution for United States of America, the Constitution of the United States of America. It's a different.
Yes.
It's all corporate bylaws.
Yes.
But the thing about it is it's a different legal system. It's got its own jurisdiction.
It's maritime law. We're basically under maritime law, which we're not supposed to be by the Constitution.
Absolutely, but try to talk to an attorney about this stuff. You know, he'll tell you you're crazy. I'm making way too much money to be worried about this stuff.
You're right.
I think I'm going to make one point. You know all that. That's good. The point is that these people don't have a legitimate contract with us. They are corporate. Corporations go bankrupt. The actual sovereign nations do not go. We have no protection like that. So when they go bankrupt, like Jim Trafficant said, Mr. Speaker, we are in Chapter 11. We have the trustees and all this, all the congressional record. You're not talking about us. That's the people that we hire to do a job. We're not. They're accessing our credit illegitimately. That's their debt. And Russ is so clear about that. I'll let you go there because I don't want to get into weeds too far. Thank you.
Boy, I got to tell you something. When I get calls like this from people like you, Patrick, and yes, thank you for keeping it short because this could have been a long conversation, but it would have been a great conversation. When people come in with information or knowledge like this, it puts a smile on my face because there are people out there. When I say the United States is a corporation, when I say the CDC is a corporation, when I say the FDA is a corporation and that their, allegiance is not to us. It's to make as much money as they can. Again, one of the wealthiest people in this country who works for the government literally is Fauci. He makes over $400,000 a year. The president makes a little over half of that. Are you freaking kidding me? And how many pieces of how many patents does he have by the big pharma industry that he protects and enhances? I got to ask you a question. If Fauci wasn't out there pushing these vaccines the way he was, how much money wouldn't Pfizer have made? How much money wouldn't Moderna have made? And I could go on and on. Patrick, you are a valued individual. I do like those type of calls. And if you think anybody who wishes to call in, if you're thinking that I'm going to shock Roger, maybe I shouldn't say that, you have no clue what it would actually take to shock me. But I think you're all going to get a real good idea as this show proceeds. Listen to what I've already told you today. Listen to it, okay? We are absolutely proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is much more dangerous for your child to have the vaccine than to not. Immensely more dangerous. I'm going to give you a scenario you may have heard a couple of weeks ago, but I do believe it's worth repeating. You've got a 5-6-year-old daughter or son, and your school says, hey, no more masks, but if your child's going to come to school here, they have to be vaccinated. So what do? You go into your local pediatrician, the one who takes care of your children. You go in, you sit down, you've got your child on your lap, the doctor walks over, the doctor says, and what can I do for you today? And you say to the doctor, my child needs to be vaccinated in order to go to school. Now, remember everything I've already told you, and then you tell me where this story is not apropos. The doctor walks over to his or her desk, opens the drawer up, pulls out a 6-shot revolver, spins the damn chamber, walks over, hands it to you, and says, point this at your child's head and pull the trigger. Why do I say that so apropos? Because if you never gave your child that vaccine, your chances of your child dying from COVID are almost non-existent. There are a lot of things that have a much higher rate of mortality to your child than COVID, like being in a car. Are you never going to put your child in a car again? Walking across the street. Are you never going to let your child walk across the street again? Chewing on or sucking on a piece of hard candy. Are you never going to let your child have candy? All of these things have a much higher chance of killing your child. Stop and think about that. But what are you going to do? Huh? You're going to get your child that shot because this child can't go to school without that shot. Bait and switch. All right, we've got Tom in Utah. How are you today, Tom?
I just wanted to assure you, you don't have a cold, you have the cold vet. Now can I collect my 13 grand?
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anything else you wanted to put across other than that? Because you made me chuckle, and that's a good thing.
Well, we're dipping into the reservoir of disease, and nobody's ever telling you how or why or when.
Yep.
And since we're doing that as a population or a species, quite frankly, these nefarious characters simply rely on our ignorance and their bullshit. I mean, their blavia.
If you stop to consider that that ignorance is programmed, the entire mission statement of all of the, and I have set up four with my project and the people who helped me in this project, we've set up four global news websites. So I do understand. Okay, all of this is programmed ignorance. For 13 years, the Liberty Beacon Project, TLB, that's where TLB Talk came from, TLB Talk Radio, we have had a mission statement. Now, I know I don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to do this anyway. I'm going to give you the entire mission statement of the Liberty Beacon Project. It is the eradication of programmed ignorance. That's it. And that is the most critical issue facing humanity today. Because if they can keep you ignorant long enough, and then when you start to find out or figure out what's going on, door number one closes and door number two opens up. And you're ignorant of what's in there until you start to figure it out, then door number two closes. And that's why I keep using that scenario over and over again, because it's so apropos. Another great call in. I do appreciate you, Tom. Thank you. Okay. Again, stop and think about what we are saying. Okay. At this point in time, we know for a fact that this vaccine will change your DNA. Here's where the real kicker comes in. Okay. And if we don't have another call within the next minute or two, let's hold the calls. Any calls after that, because I would like to close this. I do have quite a bit to say. If you stop to consider that it has already been stated by the experts who would know, this is an mRNA shot. RNA has a direct effect on your DNA. What is DNA? I'm not going to give you the scientific word for it, because it's a long drawn out word that nobody needs to know. DNA. What is DNA? See, what color are your eyes? What color is your hair? How tall are you? What is your propensity towards getting overweight? What size shoe do you wear? Everything about you is programmed via your DNA. If you are taking something that scientists are now screaming at the top of their lungs has the ability to affect and change your DNA, not only does it have the ability to make you sick 2 years from now, or 3 years from now, or 5 years from now, which is why I said slow kill, not joking, absolute fact, okay? Not only does it have that ability, but let me explain something else to you. Once you have changed an individual's DNA, if they have children, they pass that DNA down. Whether you're female or male, it is the combination of the DNA from both of you that make up the DNA for that child. If you've both been vaccinated, or if only one of you have been vaccinated, whatever changes have been made to your DNA gets passed on. If what is in that DNA shortens your life, makes you more susceptible to cancer, makes you more susceptible to autism, makes you more susceptible, and I could give you a list as long as your arm and your leg. If it does that, then every generation going forward, it's going to do that too. Stop and think about what I just told you. If you want to get rid of 90% of humanity, gee, Georgia Guidestones, keep humanity under 500 million in tune with nature. There's 8 billion of us. You don't use a nuclear war. You use a nuclear war, the world's just as unlivable for you as it is for them. But if you give them an RNA vaccine, and even though you know it's destroying lives all over the planet, you tell them they have to take it or else. Why? And if you know for a fact that all of the DNA changes that are going to take effect via this shot mechanism will be passed on from generation to generation, how many more generations are we going to have? And if we have a couple, how sickly will they be? And what will humanity look like 2 to 3 generations from now? Let me explain something to you. They told us there wasn't time to do animal studies. We can't do animal studies. We don't have enough time. This is a pandemic. It's going to kill everybody on the planet. What do you gain from animal studies? You give them this mRNA vaccine, and with rats, you can have a dozen generations in less than 2 years. From that, you can understand what is going to happen going forward. I would dare to tell you they've already done those studies, that all of this was started well over a decade ago. They even had a dry run called Event 201 in 2019. I would tell you that they are fully aware of what's going to happen to the DNA of humanity. I would make you fully aware that if you haven't had the vaccine, and boy, somebody's probably going to pull up in front of my house about 15 minutes after this show's over and tell me I've got to go with them. But I'm going to tell you this. If you haven't had the vaccine, don't! And if your children haven't had it and you decide you're going to give it to them, your children need to be taken away from you. Everything out there proves unequivocally that this vaccine does nothing but harm children. But you're going to give it to your child so your child can go to kindergarten? Are you freaking kidding me? I am angry beyond anything you can believe. Actually, probably not. I think you probably understand that. But how many of you out there are thinking this guy's a nut and are going to take their children to be vaccinated? 10 years from now, how many of you are going to remember this show when humanity has been dropping dead around you for the last 5 years, including your children? How many are going to remember this show and the crazy old man who said, if you take your children to get vaccinated, your children need to be taken away from you? Do I regret saying that? No. Am I sorry I said it? No. Would I say it again? If you have your children vaccinated with COVID-19 vaccines, you need to have your children taken away. You're sitting in the doctor's office. He hands you that 6-shot revolver with a sponge chamber. He says, point it at your child's head and pull the trigger. That is the exact truth. There is nothing to be gained by that shot. Nothing. And everything to be lost, especially to those children, because those children are the future of humanity. And if those children don't make it, what happens to humanity? Or if they make it with a DNA skew that is so bad that the next generation doesn't have a chance and the generation after that takes us into oblivion. I'm not joking. I'm not overstating. I'm not even fear-mongering. I'm telling you what scientists already know. Now, am I projecting into the future? Of course I am. I don't know what the future is. I have no clue. Well, that's not true. I do have a clue. I know for a fact that these RNA vaccines are, in fact, altering your DNA. What they don't know is, what are we going to look like 2 generations down the road? I know for a fact that they tried to hide hundreds upon hundreds of known really, really bad vaccine side effects for 75 years. Anybody out there want to even, I don't know, try to defend that a little bit? The FDA doesn't want you to know 10 pages of disastrous vaccine side effects. They want to hide them for you for 75 years. Anybody out there have even the slightest freaking clue why? And why are we still paying the people at the FDA that did this? Why do they still have a job? Why aren't they in jail? You don't hide that information from you and me for 75 years and force us to take it anyway. We have informed consent in America, and what they did illegally is totally bypass informed consent. There is a known list of damage, hundreds of them, that can happen with anybody who takes this vaccine, and they wanted to keep it to you from you for 75 years. If this stuff was as good as Fauci says it is, if this stuff is as good as the CDC said it is, if this stuff is as good as the FDA says it is, private corporations, if this stuff was that good, why would you hide it at all? Can anybody out there explain that to me? Especially not 75 years, which, if what I think may happen 75 years from now, will already have happened, and there'll be no need to release that information, will there? Because the only people left will be the people who didn't get those vaccines. No, that's a pregnant pause, and it was on purpose. I really want you to stop and think. Tomorrow, there will be an article, as I always do, with this show embedded in it. There will be links to the information I gave you today, like I always do. This isn't a joke. It isn't. But Roger's not super famous. Roger doesn't have 10 million people watching or listening to every show he does. So what do I count on? I count on the people like Patrick and Tom, who called in because they wished to add something to this show. Not to call me an idiot, not to say I'm lying, but to add something of significance to this show. I'm hoping that enough of you will take that article tomorrow and pass it around. Do I make any money off of that? Nope. The TLB Project has not taken one single corporate dollar ever, and we never will, which is why I'm telling you, go to TLBtalk.com. That's a new social media platform that will allow you not only to talk about this, but to learn about this. The thing about TLBtalk.com is this, okay? We have no corporate money, none, zero, not $1. So if you don't help us support it, if you don't throw some money in the bucket as you come in the doorway, or make a $5 a month reoccurring donation, eventually we're going to have to close the door. Let me tell you who that hurts. Does it hurt me? No. 6 to 8 hours less a day I got to work. I'm telling you, 6 to 8 hours a day less I will have to work. It don't hurt me. Who does it hurt? It hurts you and your children. Because the things I'm telling you right now won't be available. You won't be able to talk about them. You won't be able to learn about them. Why? Because I had to shut the door. Why? Because everybody in there right now pretty much feels that, hey, you know, we can support ourselves, meaning I and the few other people that helped me set it up can take the money out of our pocket each month and pay all the bills. It's not cheap to run a social media platform. But if everybody in there, or even half of you, or even 25% of you pitched in $5 a month, we could not only run it, we could grow it. We could give you everything and anything, and you would have a place that you can call your own. If you do $5 a month reoccurring, you can go out and tell your friends, that's my platform. I'm a partner, because you would be. That's my platform. I can go there and learn. I can go there and teach. And these are the two most important things for humanity right now. Let's get off the TLB talk support, and let's go to those two points. The two most important things for humanity right now are the ability to teach and the ability to learn. The things I told you today, some of you may have heard them. A lot of you may not have, but they're all facts. Okay? You've learned something. It is now incumbent upon you to tell someone else or to tell others. If you have a group, if you have a page, if you write articles, if you do a blog, if you do a show, get the damn information out. I'm not joking and I'm not fear-mongering. Humanity is in the worst situation it has ever been in. And I'm going to tell you something. When they need the threat of World War III, which is where we're at right now. Remember, I worked for the military or the military-industrial complex for 30 years. I see all this much better than most of you do. Right now, if they're using the threat of World War III to keep your attention off of the vaccines, which is exactly what's happening, if they're using that, how desperate are they? They know people are waking up to these vaccines. They know people are waking up to the damage and the harm being caused by these vaccines. They are absolutely aware of that. Door number three just slammed closed and door number one is opening up again. Behind door number one, Russia, China, Ukraine, Taiwan, the entire world is in chaos. The one thing you're not thinking about is the vaccines, or a vast majority of you aren't. Yeah, we've got to get the nation together. We've got to rally behind patriotism, and we've got to go out and fight the dirty Russians. I'm not telling you that Putin's a good person. I absolutely would never tell you that. What I am telling you is the biggest problem, the biggest issue, the biggest disaster, the biggest harm facing humanity is not Putin in Russia. It's not Xi in China. It is the elites who are forcing you and your children to get vaccinated. And they're doing it under the cover of the disasters behind door number one, door number two, and door number three. I will use that analogy every single time I can because it will always draw you to a point of understanding. We are sitting in a scenario right now where action is the only thing that's going to save humanity. I'm not joking. I'm not making something out of nothing. Does anybody look around and realize how close we are to World War III? Really, really close. When the United States goes to DEFCON 2, when Russia, Putin is sitting in an underground bunker with all of his nuclear arms on alert. Listen to me. This is reality. But what is it distracting you from? Something that may be killing off eventually a whole lot more of humanity than a war with Russia or China would. Something that would give absolute control over some individuals who built the Georgia Guidestones. I'll talk to you next week, and I promise you, it won't be boring. Thank you for listening. And the words that it was for me, in the signs and the words and the prophets are written on the subway walls, in tenement halls, in whispers.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.